The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Go, go, go. Here we go. Fox World Travel Show on the air, Saturday, October 24th. My name is Danny Clayton, looking at Rose Gray. Hey, Rose.
Hey, I was just jamming out to that song, which you would think I wouldn't do anymore because we have it on every single week. But we had something to be celebrating this week. On the 18th of November, October, so last week's Sunday, the TSA processed over a million people in the world.
That's a good sign.
Yeah. In the United States,
right? U.S., yeah.
Yeah, so I wanted to hit that million mark. Now, it hasn't been a million since then, but it was 1 million since then.
Was that because it was a Sunday or just?
I think a random thing. Yeah. I just don't know, because I went back and looked, and we're still in this anywhere from 600,000 to 900,000 on any given day, and Tuesdays are less than Fridays and all that kind of stuff, but we're making progress. We're making some baby steps. People are traveling.
I would fly. Yeah. I was talking to Dave Spano. He said, I'd fly.
Yeah.
You know, people would fly.
Well, and here's, I don't know if any of you listened to Steve Scafidi got back from Las Vegas on this past Tuesday.
Yes.
And it was kind of timely because you remember a couple weeks ago we had Joel Peterson from the Las Vegas Visitors and Convention Authority. And he said it in a, Joel said it in a more eloquent way than Steve. He just calls it like it is, Steve Scafidi, and said, you know, the gaming wasn't that much fun. There was plexiglass and there was masks and you couldn't really, I don't bond with the people you were gambling with at the blackjack tables. But he said it was still lovely and he was glad he went.
Do you follow Steve on Twitter?
I do.
Did you see the thing it seemed he was the most excited about was the bidet.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
I mean, it's like.
And for somebody that travels as much as he does, they're all over Europe. So
I don't know if I would go on with that much detail about the bidet.
I know. He and Carol Kane had a great discussion.
A lengthy discussion
about bidets. More than one segment was dedicated to bidets.
And that's as much bidet talk as we're going to have
today.
That's
right. Because we have more important things to do. Besides celebrating the 1 millionth person traveling through the TSA on any one given day, we want to remind everybody that there is a book club that's happening on the 27th of October. And people go, oh, I'll never have enough time to read the book. So what? Jump on the book club. The author, Priscilla Olivares, is going to be there. She is going to talk about the setting for the book, which is Key West. And so you are just a silent participant. How about that?
I would think that you would love Key West. Have you been there? I mean,
yeah,
it's your kind of hangout.
It's Jeff Wagner's place. You know that. Jeff Wagner is all about Margaritaville, Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah.
I think that's where he and Fran will probably have a winter home one day.
What's the name of the book?
Island Affair.
That's right.
But here's another little update. If you continue scrolling, once you go to our website and you go to resources and you go to book club and you continue scrolling, the November book is already listed. So you can get that. It's How to Be a Family. I am definitely going to be on this one.
How to Be a Family.
Well, How to Be a Family, because what he does is he sells everything and uproots his life and takes his family traveling for a year.
Oh, I would dig that.
Oh, man, for sure. So here's another little insight. I happen to have inside information that you're going to really love the host. It's the author's going to join the book club, but it's going to be Andrea Pratarelli.
Really?
I have a special little love for that girl. Yeah.
So Island Affair.
Wop, 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 wow.
Read that. And when is that?
That's the 27th at 6 p.m.
Oh, which is like next week.
Right. Next week, Tuesday. Right. But then you have an opportunity now to get the book for November. And that will be, again, sometime probably the third week of November because of Thanksgiving.
Is there a Cliff Notes on Island Affair? Do you remember those?
I not only remember those, I got through college with Cliff Notes.
I wrote a paper on The Great Gatsby, which I'd never read. I read the Cliff Notes. I wrote one for my roommate. I was compensated for it, and he got not a bad grade.
Well, there you go. So, yay, Cliff Notes. But don't do that. We're all about really the destinations and how that joins with the book itself, how it partners with the book and what it means to the book and all that kind of stuff.
Okay. Yeah. Let's talk travel, folks, vacations, dreams, all that stuff, and pent-up demand. Because let me tell you, when we get back to the as normal as possible, we are going to bust loose. People are aching to go places. Give us a buzz. Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. That number is 855-616-1620. Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
917 at WTMJ, 33 degrees. WTMJ forecast, partly cloudy, cool today, hit 42. Cloudy tonight, down to 31. And tomorrow, cloudy, light rain, and snow mix is likely with a high of 41. Kind of the same thing on Monday with a high of 40. 41 Tuesday, 49 on Wednesday, and we're sitting at 33. Did you scrape the windows today?
I didn't have to. I have my car in a garage. However, my husband parked poorly, and so I could not get out without moving his vehicle, and I did have to scrape his to move his vehicle.
Got it.
Yes.
Had an interesting discussion with a coworker this week, and we were talking about that million mark of people screening, of the TSA screening. So they hit a million last Sunday. Great sign. And he basically said, well, everything's closed. And I said, it's not, everything is not closed.
Right.
You can go places. We talked about Cancun.
Yeah. It's what are your expectations? What are you willing to forego within the destination? For example, if you are a workout freak and you have to have a fitness center / gym, and you happen to choose a resort that doesn't have an open fitness center, that'd be an issue. For me, not so much. So you have to look at all of these variables. I would go to Vegas in a heartbeat, but I don't gamble. I would take advantage of the very lovely weather they're having right now. I would lay out at a pool. Mm-hmm. I don't care if I have to wear a mask. I will read my book, and I will lift it to sip my cocktail.
Are you in 80 degrees? Are you reading a book? Is there something, a nice beverage next to you? Sure. Yeah.
So the other thing is, we got some more great news. Costa Rica is opening to all people starting November 1. You still have to have a negative COVID test, but these are becoming easier and easier to come by. And so little by little, we're opening up. Next week, I plan on having a really fun guest who actually is in Cancun as we speak, but I shouldn't call it Cancun. She stayed on Isla Mujeres. So, you know, the little island that I went to for the day, which I said, yeah, this is great for a day, but I couldn't stay here. she's staying there. So we're going to have her on next week, and she's going to share with us what it was like and all the protocols. And have they changed? Remember, I was there September 20th. Now she's there a month later. Have things changed? Have things opened up? How are things, you know, for you? Were you made to give up anything? Were you made to make any concessions? That's what we'll ask. So Costa Rica is open. We know you can go to the DR right now. You don't have to present a negative COVID test for the Dominican Republic. So that's another option. And we're finding more and more and more people. Our vacation people are busy. They are very, very busy. Our travel advisors and our vacation team are very busy right now because people are saying, where can I go?
Airfares are low right now?
Airfares are really, really respectable.
Okay. And respectable. It's different than low?
No, different than low. I mean, people are looking for that budget thing. I don't know that I saw too much of that, but you can still go places over Thanksgiving for pretty reasonable prices. Remember, Thanksgiving used to be the most traveled holiday vacation ever.
You see the biggest problem now at Thanksgiving is finding smaller turkeys?
Right,
Just get the big turkey and just have leftovers.
Well, exactly. So we also need to talk a lot about Alaska today because a deadline is looming large. We've got a number of Alaska vacation group travel opportunities for our customers, and you can find those very easy by going to the vacation tab, and then you can go to group Travel, and you will find all of our amazing Fox Group vacations. It's the second one down. And you will find Alaska, and there are so many Alaska tours. Now, what's so important about this deadline looming large is on October 31st, the Holland America promotion, which gives you the signature beverage package, which we travelers love, is going away. That opportunity ends the 31st of October. And our onstage credits and all of those things end on the 15th of November. So here's the way this is going to go down. Do we have time or are we up against a break?
How much time do you need?
A lot. This is important news.
We'll be back after this.
Right. Because we're going to do something pretty unheard of in the world of Alaska for 2021.
All right. There's your tease. All right. Yeah. We'll be back. All right. And if you got questions, Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray at WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Whoa, 924 WTMJ. Fox World Travel Show is on the air. I'm Danny Clayton. Rose Gray is here. Let's talk Alaska. All right.
All right. So here's the way this works. There are two Alaska trips that we do with Holland America and have forever. And the way it works is this. One of them, you start in Fairbanks, you do 6 nights on the land, and then you end up in Seward, and then we sail from Whittier. That's a change from previous years. We used to sail from Seward. Don't know why, but we're sailing from Whittier now, but that's very close. So that's a 13-night, 14-day thing. The trip ends in Vancouver, and voila, you come home. Well, my good friend Colleen, who is all things Alaska, said, what about this? What if when we're finished in Vancouver, I fly back up to Anchorage and meet the next Yukon trip that's coming in 2 days later, and then we just stay up in Alaska I'll just stay up in Alaska pretty much all of June of 2022. And then she said to me, how about you do the same thing for August? And I said, oh, okay, I could do that. So what's going to happen is this. Colleen's going to do the first trip on the 7th of June. She's going to end up in Vancouver on the 20th of June. Then she's going to fly up to Anchorage, and she's going to start on the 22nd of June and do the Yukon trip that ends on the 3rd of July. I am going to fly to Fairbanks on the 2nd of August. I'm going to do my traditional trip, which ends in Vancouver on the 15th of August. On the 17th of August, I'm going to fly up to Anchorage, meet the next group, and then we're going to do the Yukon trip. So doesn't that sound spectacular?
We're sketching this on the wall with lots of yarn and pictures and things like that and trying to figure out, wow, that's awesome. Yeah.
So it is. So why we're really excited about this is, A, you get to come with me or Colleen on these four options. B, we still have in place the Holland America promotion that gives you the signature beverage package, the dining package, onboard gratuities. Now, let's put some money equivalents to these perks, okay? A signature beverage package is $50 per person per day.
And it's not just booze, right?
It's everything.
It's the coffees. It's nice high-end coffee.
High-end coffees, but it's also soda. Okay. It's also those kinds of things. Because pretty much what's included in the package price of the cruise is water, lemonade, milk, I think you can get. I don't know. I don't drink milk. But anyway. So you get that. Now, that's incredible. That's absolutely that's 15 drinks per person per day, you know, and
and if you're listening and if you're in Wisconsin, you can do it.
That's right. But you could start out with a mimosa for breakfast, and you can have a beer with lunch, and you can have a couple glasses of wine with dinner, and it's not a big deal. So the dining package gives you an upgraded dining experience, which is also between a $40 and $50 value. And then the onboard gratuities. The gratuities are added to your account at the end of a cruise, and that's typically between $12 and $15 per person per day. Mm. So all of that is included if you book by the 31st of October. We've also got some great opportunities for you because we did Onstage Alaska virtual webinars in August, you may remember, and there are some shipboard credits and some Denali dollars and some things that are also included. But do it before the 31st of October.
Which is a week from today.
Get it done. Get on one of these fantastic ones. And it doesn't have to be with just me or Colleen. Susan is taking taking one, and Deb's taking the land tour for us. Clarissa is taking one of them. So we've got lots of other things going on. So, yeah, I mean, check it out. You go to vacations, you go to the second tab down, which is Fox Groups, and then you scroll. We've got some spotlighted trips, we've got some river cruises, we've got some exotics. My Morocco is in there. But then you find at the very bottom Alaska, and there is all things Alaska, and they're spelled out for you very easily, and you can see who's going where with when, and it's going
to
be great.
Well, and put it to you this way, you probably didn't spend anything on travel this year.
That's right.
So roll it into next year.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
right. And so, and I think, I mean, people may have thought Alaska, that's in 5 or 6 years. If we're hoping that you'll just put that one at the top of your bucket list now and say, okay, I'm not really that comfortable thinking about international travel for 2021, but Alaska, I could do that. Let's put that on our bucket list.
See, I really feel for like the brand new retirees who had things planned for this year, right?
They're crazy. Well, Danny was so kind as to help me cut an ad, and many of you maybe have heard it, and it basically says, we're ready when you're ready. Now, I've gotten so many texts from people saying, where can I go? Well,
lots of places. You really can. And again, yeah, I mean, Fox World Travel is a travel company.
Right.
We have skin in the game, but we also want to make sure that you're safe and you're comfortable and you feel fine about it. And you've said this since day one. Listen, you got to be comfortable. If you're not comfortable and if it's going to make you wake up at night, then don't do it.
Right. We want you to be happy. We want you to be comfortable. And just like with Globus Family of Brands, which is who we did the webinar with this past Thursday, we can tell you the safety protocols that our preferred suppliers, the people we partner with, have in place. We can go over those with you so you have a little bit more sense of comfort feeling.
Comfortality.
Yeah, that's a new word. So you feel good about what it's like. What is it going to be like? How often are they sanitizing? Do I have to wear a mask? Will the tour director have a mask? Those kinds of things.
Stuff like that. All right, yeah. Barb, North Carolina, stand by. You're after the news.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
9:35 at WTMJ, 35 degrees, website foxworldtravel.com. Been doing it since, what, 1960?
Yeah, no, if COVID hadn't hit, we'd probably have a big blowout celebration for us.
That's too bad. All right, let's head to North Carolina. That's where Barb is. Hey, Barb.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I've been listening to your show for quite a while. I really appreciate it. So I've been traveling, been to New Orleans about 3 weeks ago. It was great, great weather, all the protocols in place for, you know, visitors. Been to Biloxi last week. No problems on the airlines. Was on American and Delta. That was all wonderful. So we're planning travel to Alaska in June on a Norwegian cruise. And we're also planning a cruise for the first week in January to the Mexican Riviera. And so my question is about the ports, what's open, and also the cancellation terms if Norwegian cancels, not if I want to cancel, but if they do.
Yeah.
Any thoughts on that?
Yep. So first of all, because we're pretty far out from both of those trips, we just have to trust that Norwegian Cruise Lines, and they again are one of our preferred partners, so it's not that I would have any misgivings about sailing with NCL whatsoever, will have all of that under control. As many of us who have cruised before know, they had the sanitary protocol in place quite well prior to this, and now they've just upped their game. So I'm not really that concerned about that part of it. So each one of the ports of call will be looked at prior to the sailing. Let's say the January trip first. And in the event that an island would absolutely forbid you from coming, they're going to either skip it and probably give you some kind of reimbursement, but more than likely find another port of call that is close to that particular island that will accept people and just adjust the itinerary. That's one of the beautiful things about cruising that people often don't think of. I think of it more in terms of hurricanes and weather situations. You're in a big floating hotel. So if all of a sudden something comes up, they can manipulate and maneuver that ship and get you out of there and put you where you need to be. So that's the beautiful part about that. We're hoping for all of our sakes that Alaska is open to us. What wasn't open to us this year was the Canadian port of Vancouver saying if you came from Alaska, you could not enter the Vancouver port. And that's what started this whole thing way back when. And so we're hoping that A, we don't need COVID tests anymore to go into Alaska. We're hoping that B, the ports of call are all going to be open. And we're also hoping C, that we don't have a resurgence that all of this changes. So the best thing that you can do there is just keep an eye on all of the ports of call that you're going to be going to. Now, here's the thing about NCL, but it's really about any of the vendors. In the event that they cancel, you have the upper hand. You have the wherewithal to say, what are you going to do for me? Will you give me a future cruise credit? Now, it sounds to me, Barb, like you cruise. So if they said, I'll give you 125% in a future cruise credit, or you can have your money back, that sounds like a pretty sweet deal to me. So that's something that they would probably offer you. The best thing to do is wait for the vendor to cancel. When you cancel, you have to play by their rules. When they cancel, you kind of have the upper hand.
I did have a cruise plan for Alaska this year, and they did give me the option of money back or that FCC, they called it, and I did opt for the FCC, so that's my money for my cruise for June of next year.
And something else to keep in mind, we're also hearing from the major cruise lines that they're going to insist that you book excursions through them. Back in the day, we would offer you some opportunities with outside vendors that you could book some excursions with. Right now, the major cruise lines are probably still going to have in place the rule that you can only book and go on excursions if you book them through the cruise line. And again, that's good because then they're vetting these companies and they know the protocol and what's going on in the various destinations.
Nice. Barb, thank you for the call. Steve and Annie, you're next, but we got to take a break. We'll be back. Want to join us? Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line at 855-616-1620. Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Getting you your dream vacation without the headache. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
943 at WTMJ, 34 degrees. That's it. WTMJ forecast, partly cloudy, cool, 42 today. It's going to be cloudy tonight, down to 31. And tomorrow, cloudy, light rain, snow mix is likely. That's Packer watching weather with a high of 41, and we're 34 degrees at WTMJ.
With a hearty bowl of chili and a beer.
Right.
Yeah.
Steve has probably shoveled twice already. Steve's in Antigo. Hey, Steve, have you gotten snow yet?
There's 2 to 3 inches of snow on the ground right now.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
and that's why he's calling about Jamaica. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a balmy 28 up here with a stiff wind. So. So I'm one of those retirees, recently retirees, that wanted to travel this year, and I did have 4 trips planned this year.
Yikes.
And, the one that's still left is Jamaica. And I want to know what you've heard or found out about how it is to travel in Jamaica and what kind of experience I could expect.
Yeah, so I actually am very good friends with a very high up person in the Jamaica Travel and Tourist Board. He was he was in Canada for a number of years, and he is Jamaican, and he moved his family back there, and he's still very involved. And I reach out to him periodically and ask him what's it like, or he will post on Facebook and tell us. And right now, you are probably aware that you have to provide a negative COVID test, which may not be too difficult. There's a website that you may want to just take down that's really, really full of information, and it's visitjamaica.com. And if you go to visitjamaica.com, there's a section that says travel authorization, and it's got everything you need in there. It tells you what the deadlines are, what the dates are, when things are going to be changing, that kind of a thing. He's telling me right now that they, just like many of our friends in the Caribbean and Mexico, are welcoming visitors, and they're just being super, super cautious. The people I've talked to that have actually gone there and come back have told me that there were protocol with regard to temperature check when you got to the check-in for the resort. There was a temperature check that they were asked to take when they got into the vehicle that was transporting them to their resort. Then they had a temperature check when they got to the resort. They had the feet sanitizers for entering. All of the restaurants at the resort that they stayed at did require that they did a temperature check when they walked in. They did do the same thing at this particular resort, which happened to be one of the Secrets resorts in Jamaica, where they had the QR reader for the menus. That's become very, very popular. Just take a snapshot of it so nobody's passing menus around and that kind of a thing. So everybody's telling us. Now, the one thing I will tell you, now this particular person traveled to Jamaica in September, told me that the fitness center at their resort was not open. So, and that was an issue because they work out every morning. So,
did they mention at all about wearing a mask like everywhere, or once you're in the resort, are you free to go maskless, or
right.
How does that work?
Yep, they were free to go mask. The staff had complete mask and eye protection on, and you had to have it on when you checked in. You had to have it on as you entered a restaurant, but when you sat down, you could take it off. They did not have to have the masks on, unlike in Las Vegas, where they're asking you to even wear the masks in the chair. They had such a capacity limit at the resort that they were able to space the people around the pools very nicely. And so therefore, you were not required to keep your mask on because you were spaced way more than 6 feet apart. So they did not have to have masks on. They felt like wearing masks when they walked around the resort, meaning the public areas, because they were trying to be showing solidarity, I guess, to the workers, because they all had them on 24/7.
Yeah, and I would do the same, just for, if anything, to support the workers.
Right. That's kind of how they felt. But at the pool, at the beach, no, they were not required to wear them.
Okay, great.
Hey,
I do want to mention that. I do want to mention a success story.
Yay.
So like you have always said, be patient. I had a cruise booked for Antarctica in February of 2021. The cruise line canceled it. They actually contacted me this week, gave me 25% more on my deposit, and took 10% off on the cruise. So I saved over $7,000.
Wow, that is fantastic! Thank you for what do you want to share the cruise line with us?
Hertogarden.
Oh, yay. They're top notch. So, way to go.
Steve, retirement looks good on you.
Well, I'm saving money right now, but I don't want to save the money. I want to travel.
So, will you fly out of Langley International then?
No, I'll go down to Milwaukee.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll enjoy having you here.
Well, good. Right. And hey, if you feel like calling with a follow-up on any of that, let us know. I love hearing stories.
All right, thanks.
Cool. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate the call. We're going to take a break. Got anything for Rose? Accurate Mortgage Talk and text line, 855-616-1620. And Alaska update next on WTMJ.
W277CV and WTMJ Milwaukee.
From the Annex Wealth Management Studios,
this is News Radio WTMJ.
Hit the road the right way. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
9:52 WTMJ, 35 degrees. Go somewhere, do something. How about Alaska next year? Let's get updated. If we covered this earlier, but if you just joined us, there's a lot going on.
So we did a big, big push on this in August when all of the things came together and we put all of our groups back in place. And then we reaccommodated all of our guests who were supposed to be traveling in 2020. And couldn't. We gave them first dibs on all of the groups, and that's fair. And mm-hmm. now we've got them all reaccommodated, or so we think. And so it's your chance to go and look at what is out there. There's a number of different ways of seeing Alaska, and we certainly don't think that we have just got the only two that work. But what we think at Fox World Travel is, because we've been doing this for so long, we've got two really great itineraries that work for the vast majority of our potential travelers. And so what's happening here is Colleen and I kind of made a little pact and decided that what we might want to do is just stay in Alaska. She'd like to stay the whole summer.
Like pinky swear?
We pinky swear.
COVID, you can't get out of that.
We COVID over the phone pinkies. Well, we've got teams, so I can see her and she can see me, and we pinky swear. So Colleen is going to leave on the 7th of June, and she's going to fly into Fairbanks, where she's going to be with the New Amsterdam, which is a great ship, and she's going to do the 6 day on land, 7 days on the sea, and there's probably about 6 seats left on that one, so you can still get in on that one. Then that particular trip ends up in Vancouver. She's going to then fly back up to Anchorage, where she's going to meet the group that's coming in, which is the Alaskan Yukon Midnight Trip. We call it Midnight Sun Explorer with Colleen. She's going to meet that group, and then she's going to go and do that trip with them. That also ends in Vancouver, and then she's got one in July and one in August.
So is she doing like three or four?
Yeah, she's doing a lot of them. But she's
so her first one is the 34th time she's been to Alaska.
Yeah, yes. So that's that. So she said, since I'm doing that, how about in August you do the same thing? You take yours on the 2nd of August, and then you come down, you do the 6 days on the land, you do the 7 days on the sea, you get back into Vancouver, you fly back up to Anchorage, and you meet the next group who's doing the Alaska and Yukon Wilderness, and that happens on the 17th of August, and it ends on the 28th of August, and that ends in Vancouver, and then that's how we're doing that. There's a couple more scattered in. There's some Yukons and some of those itineraries I just mentioned throughout the month of June, July, and August. That's the prime time to go. And we just want to remind everybody, if you book by the 31st of October, Holland America's got a promotion that's going on right now that just extended it to the 31st of October. That gives you the signature beverage package, 15 drinks per person per day on the ship portion of it, dining package, onboard gratuities paid, and much, much more. So book by the 31st of October.
That's a deal. Let's go to West Dallas. Hey, Lila.
Hi, good morning. I just wanted to let you folks know that my husband and I participated in the webinar on Thursday.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, my goodness. It was absolutely wonderful to have a better comfort level of going. My husband is on some medication that makes his immune system less. Oh. So to just see some of the things that you were talking about, the cleanliness, the limited spacing, the spacing so that you didn't have to wear a mask and that sort of thing. And so now this weekend, I want to talk to him about taking one of your group tours.
Oh, nice. So well, actually, thank you. That's so sweet of you to say so. And I do know that our representative, Nancy from Globus Family of Brands, is listening as we speak. So shout out to Nancy and the team that did what we called Platinum Preferred webinar this past Thursday.
Cool. Yes. Lila, thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah, so what happened was we partnered with Globus Family of Brands. That's a big company. They not only have Monograms and Globus and Cosmos, they also have Avalon Waterways. So we had some of their representatives come on our webinar and talk about what their safety and sanitary protocols are going to be like in the upcoming, they're traveling now. They've opened back up. They're doing a couple of canyon tours in the U.S. Mm-hmm. This next upcoming week, as a matter of fact, and they just did one in Canada. So they're starting to move a little bit, but that was so sweet of Lila to call in and just let us know that gives you some peace of mind. And that's what we're trying to provide for everybody.
Yeah, quick text. Rose, just want to let you know, we received a full refund from Travel Guard for trip insurance for the Alaska trip we had booked with you in August of this year.
Wow.
Yeah, nice.
I mean, are there going to be some sad stories? Sure. Are there going to be some companies that just couldn't provide, well, you know, a fast refund? Yes. But we are hearing more and more and more patience, patience, patience.
Quick crystal ball question. We got a January 2021 Carnival cruise out of Miami. Do you think it'll go?
I do think so.
I think so.
I think that the CDC is going to lighten up and let the cruise lines make their own decisions. And I think 2021 is going to be the year of the traveler.
And you said Costa Rica's open.
Costa Rica open.
They're busy with...
November 1, they're opening up to everybody. They had a limited list of people that could fly in, and the U.S. was not among them. We are now, starting November 1. You still have to provide a negative COVID test, but you can get into Costa Rica after November 1.
And they're doing all the right stuff.
That's right.
Cool.
That's right.
Cool. In the meantime, folks, foxworldtravel.com is the website.
That's right. 866-GO-FOX-GO. Don't forget about the book club on Tuesday.
There you go. Thank you, Rose.
Thanks.
See ya.
The proceeding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.